Morning. Today we have a request, and the request is called Resist Not Temptation. But before we start, I want to remind you again that there is no one here to be speaking and no one here to be listening. There is only the infinite presence, that infiniteness, that is consciousness, that is energy or vibration, that is yourself. So in this presence, when speaking is what is, it's all that's apparently happening. So take a breath. Rest in what is. Rest in what is apparently happening in this now. So the theme, resist not temptation. We're all familiar with the one resist not evil, but this one is resist not temptation. So what is temptation? Well, usually we find it to be a thought to do something, but the thought is seen through personal belief systems. And the action to go along with the idea or the temptation would go against our moral or social or superstitious beliefs. So we are being tempted to do something against our belief systems. So we're all faced with temptations throughout the day and all of our waking hours. And it could be a temptation to judge others or ourself. It could be to be angry. It could be to tell a little fib or a big one. It could be so many things being presented that we are just tempted to do. But in most cases, we don't. So I'm going to use the temptations in the setting of a spiritual path. Now, on a spiritual path, we seemingly have perhaps more temptations than one who is not. We all have this core idea of what God is, and we are seeking on this path to come into the fullness of understanding that I am the God that is. But we bring with us the belief system of our identification of what God is. So let's say it could be a temptation, perhaps, to have a cocktail or a cigarette or a cigar. And in our belief systems about what God is, okay, we come up against this temptation. God, we have this idea God doesn't do these things. So God doesn't drink, or God doesn't smoke, So sometimes, well, I'd like to have a cocktail, but I'm on a spiritual path. I'm on this quest to know that I am God. And I don't believe that God would drink. So we have these belief systems running through us, or projections of what we believe to be is so. That we resist them in the attempt to fit in with our moral codes of what being spiritual is. So somewhere along the way in our journey, we have set up a list of what is acceptable and what is taboo. And that, again, that is especially so for those on a spiritual quest. And we pull out this list. And we hold that list against ourselves and against others as well. That if this is our belief system of what is the goodness for all, then we hold that against others as well. And usually these conditions are based on our upbringing, on our religious rules, or even some ideas that we may have found along the way in our journey and in our studies. But the thing is that any time that there is this resistance to anything, we are setting up a barrier. And through mind, we attempt to shut out the undesirable temptation, and we resist it or fight it in some way. But the thing is, what is being given with this so-called temptation is an opportunity. An opportunity to not resist the apparent temptation, but to see clearly through the temptation to the underlying belief systems. That again, when we are presented with what we call a temptation, and we pull up our belief systems as to if is that acceptable or is that a taboo? In that moment, we are being given an opportunity, not to resist that apparent temptation, to not run to our belief systems, but to see clearly through the temptations to the underlying belief system. Like, spiritual students shouldn't speak that way. They should always be kind and soft-spoken and gentle. Or a student should resist any passions or strong desires. Students should resist this, or students should resist that. Or a teacher should only act as I say within this certain box of what my belief is the way a student or a teacher should be. One of the greatest spiritual sages was a chain smoker. So look at this opportunity again as an, excuse me, look at this temptation as an opportunity and not as something that you have to fight or resist or find a way to suppress it. So often in our belief systems, then, pure consciousness is, and we have this little list, pure consciousness is this and this and this and this. And of course, pure consciousness doesn't swear, or pure consciousness doesn't take a drink, or pure consciousness has no anger, and on and on and on. So take a look in this moment. Let's take a few moments of silence here. Let's see if we have any barriers. Just take a breath. Look to see if we have a moral checklist as to how a student should be, or one on a spiritual quest should be. See if there is that checklist there for a spiritual student. Is there something on any list at all that says, I should not do this as a one on a spiritual quest? I should not say, I should not think, I should not do anything of that nature. Or anything I should not think. And then let's see if there's a checklist for others. Or teachers. Or other. Students, is there a checklist for them? They should not. So if those ideas or shoulds or shouldn't rise up, become thought, do not resist it. Let it be there. We're just looking to see if there's a list. Students should be like this. Others and teachers should be like this. Do not judge it. Just recognize that it's there. That's all. Or if you resist temptation and do not look at it, you will continue to try to put up barriers against them. Look at it as an opportunity. Recognize you are the very presence of unconditional love. All is accepted and all is included. Nothing is outside yourself. You must look into the darkness in order to discover the light. So you must take a look and accept every temptation as it rises and look at it from the place of total acceptance. Just allow it to be. So, with all of that spoken, the appearance of temptation is like any other appearance. It is without power. It is without presence. And it is just what is happening and yet not happening. We see a temptation because of the remaining remnants of a belief system separation. As that belief system dissolves by your looking at it, you see that it is just what is happening, and that temptation really doesn't have an existence at all. So we look at our lists, we recognize They are but thoughts. We know that thoughts are nothing more than an energy rising to our attention and drifting past if we do not touch it. We know this. And as the belief system of separation fades, so does all that comes with it, like temptation, the idea of temptation. And why does temptation not exist? Because there is no one here to be tempted or not tempted. There is no one here to be caught up in the idea. Temptation is what we call a thought. And then we get involved with the thought idea of temptation. But temptation as an entity or a reality doesn't exist. So on one hand, we see temptation as a something. But that seeing still comes from the belief system that something outside myself can be real. So if temptation is going on, this idea of temptation is going on, it is within my own belief system. So that is where we look. There's no one out there to tempt us. There's nothing out there to tempt us. If you look at temptation as a thought and do not get involved with that thought, you will see quite quickly that temptation is but an idea and not a reality. So the reality is, do not resist anything. And do not resist temptation, for it does not exist. like to talk about this one?
Mary? Good
Yes.
morning. Hey, what stood out for me from what you said was that it's a remnant of a belief system. That seems to give me a whole another attitude towards it. It's
So,
apparent.
did you find in our moment of silence there that there was a list of shoulds and shouldn't
Oh, yeah.
for the spiritual student
Yes.
that you were having in mind?
Yes, I have a list.
Okay.
I have to put it out?
Yep, tear it up, throw it away.
I don't have to spill it out, do I?
No.
No. I didn't think I had a list, but sure enough, as I sat there, it surfaced quickly.
Okay. Good. Bring it to the light. It'll dissolve. Yeah.
And the other thing is about my list. It's not my list, but the list
The list.
is that the more I try to correct it, the stronger. It's not the stronger, but
Yeah, it seems to get,
it persists.
yes.
And so having a more spacious and kinder awareness of that will actually, it's kind of forgiveness in a way. Yeah.
It's total acceptance. Yes, I see
Yeah.
that I have a list, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, I love that. That's great. It's your heart opens to yourself.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's acceptance, and
Yeah.
acceptance is unconditional love. When you open up to the knowingness that I am all that is, and within me, all that is. So the list is within me. That's okay. Do I have to use the list? No.
No.
See?
List and
But you can't do that acceptance and until there's the looking, that there's the turning within and looking, and that is looking into the darkness to discover the light. Because the darkness is this idea that there's some things that are separate from me. And you have to look at that. And then you're looking within. Well, what is within? The light that I am. So, do you find a list in that light? No. When you turn and you look within in the silence and into the stillness, there's nothing there. So, the list in and of itself also has no existence, because the list is an idea born out of the idea of separation.
Separ
Mm-hmm.
separation. There's the word.
Yeah. So the list only has that existence in the idea of separation. But separation doesn't exist. Separation is just another idea. So when we say temptation doesn't exist, it doesn't, because it is an idea born of the idea of separation. That there could actually be a me to be tempted or not tempted. And that me has no existence
Wow.
to be tempted or not tempted.
It's not there.
No.
A figment of my imagination.
Yes.
Oh.
Just an idea. Taken up as being real.
Thank you.
So you are the what is. You are now recognize I'm not speaking right now to a person. I am speaking to the only thing that is present, and the only thing that is present right now is God. Is consciousness, is the divine, is the absolute. It doesn't matter. Brahman, Buddha, doesn't matter what it's called. But that's all that's here right now. And that's all that is seemingly speaking, and that is all that is seemingly listening. The presence of infinite. Infinite presence of unconditional love, the universe, the vastness. Yes, it seems like someone's talking and someone listening. Yes, it seems that way. Just like it seems like you are being tempted. But that's not real. It seems like there is a person here listening and a person here talking. It seems that way. But that is not what's here. I often go back to this, one of the very first understandings we are presented with when we begin a spiritual quest, is you are not body, you are not mind, you are the absolute presence. And that identity is thinly veiled over by our belief system of separation. And separation is just a thought. Never has been a reality, never will be a reality. One presence. That presence is unconditional love. So it seems like we begin a spiritual path or a spiritual quest to find awakening or to find enlightenment or to find ourself. And what we are really seeking is love and happiness. Yeah, pretty much the same thing. But as we take up a spiritual quest, we forget that I am omnipresent. There's no place to seek me. There's no place for you to go to find me. It's the seeking that seems to say that I am somewhere else and must be sought. Stop seeking. Stop looking somewhere for me. You are omnipresent. I'm not in a book. I'm not in a recording. I'm not in another meditation. I'm not anywhere the mind might try to go. But in the seeking me, the veil is drawn. For the seeking is saying, I am not here and I am not omnipresent. Where do you think omnipresence is? How far away? An inch? Half an inch, three quarters, two quarter of an inch, how far away is omnipresence? So the quest of seeking denies the reality, I am omnipresent. And only the idea of separation brings about the seeking. Again, only the idea, the belief of separation brings about the idea of seeking. And in seeking, there is the perpetuation of a sense and an idea of separation. So less seeking, more stillness. Be still, just be still. If you feel to listen to a tape, take a moment. Be still. I am right here. You do not have to seek what is already. To pick up another book, if you feel to pick up another book, take a moment, take a breath. Why do I pick up the book? For what purpose? For what reason? I am not in the book. Be still. Just take a few moments and be still. So what you are already. Hold that. Ponder that. Bring that into the heart. I am ready. And live that. Less seeking and more stillness. Let us pray. most beloved self. You are the blessing of all life, its nature and beauty. You are the joy, happiness, and peace of my being. You are the allness of my being, the completeness of my life. Thank you, most beloved, that it is so. Amen. Om Namaste.